Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Karen Post is here, too, because she always has really good stuff for us, ladies and gentlemen. You know how important I think branding is to your small business, how important I think it is for you to pay attention to branding as much as possible, and not just as something you do every so often, but something you think about at least a little bit every day. Karen is one of our branding experts in the Brain Trust. She is the branding diva. She writes and speaks and does a lot of things around in this important element of our businesses. She is the author of Brain Tattoos and the outstanding website, oddpods.com, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. But right now, let's get her in here. And Karen, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, one of the things that... That I always like to remind my audience about is that that your brand, as you and I have talked about on the show before, your brand will be defined. You have a brand, maybe more than one brand, and it or they will be defined. There's no question about any of that. That is a reality. The question is, who is going to define your brands?
That's right. And as business owners, we've got lots of opportunities to direct and navigate our brand. And that's the really important thing. And today, when you called and said, you know, it's something really good to talk about, you know, I think this growing phenomena of social media, which is anything that's interactive online, whether it's a forum you participate in or a blog or you sign up for a social network, that's a really big opportunity that people need to remember that that's a huge part of their brand, because when people, you know, do a Google search and a bunch of things come up, you know, some of them you may realize that are going to come up, but some of them you may have posted some pictures and set up a profile somewhere and wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, that's my brand. And yep. So I just want to remind everyone that those things are super important, because a lot of times when people do business with new people, they check them out on the web, and all that stuff is going to come to the surface. It's important that it's aligned with who you want to be and how you want to be represented, and not think lightly about that, because it's really important brand stuff.
You know what's funny, Karen, is a lot of the young people think they've got something really new with all this social networking stuff, but you know, some of us were doing this years and years ago through user groups and organizations like different groups like that, where people came together and shared ideas. This has been going on a long time online, really, hasn't it? I'm talking about maybe 15 years or so online.
Yeah, that's right.
But now what's happened is somebody took the opportunity to make it into a formal business model and allow other people to join it. And so now, instead of having thousands of little user groups, which there still are those out there, we now have some that are more highly visible, like some of the big like MySpace and Facebook and some of those.
Yeah, like MySpace has over 60 million users, so you know, that's a big marketplace. And Facebook, I believe, is about maybe 30 million. And LinkedIn is a really important one.
Talk to us about it. Explain LinkedIn to us. How does LinkedIn work?
LinkedIn is basically a place to put your biographical information, your resume. They don't let you really customize your page like some of the other social networks, mm-hmm. but they've got some really cool tools. Like once you sign up, you can see who's checking you out by the person's name or by the industry that they're in, mm-hmm. and then you create a group of friends, and then you've got access to those friends' friends. It's a very interesting tool, and they just opened up their platform to open source developers like Facebook did. So now they've got a lot of interesting widgets and gadgets and extra things that it's worth staying on top of and investigating. You know,
I've been invited to by many people to join their LinkedIn group. And I've never done it before.
It's a good platform. It's very professional. You know, lots of people that you may want to meet or have connections with, I would bet, are on there. You know, of all the social networks I do LinkedIn, I do Facebook, and then I do Odd Pods.
If somebody invites you to be part of their, to subscribe through them or whatever, when someone sends you an invitation, what's their motivation? What's their objective when that happens?
You know, it depends. Some people are just trying to build thousands of friends and don't really have a clue, and that's not so important. But a lot of people are doing it strategically because they want to have data together so they could let you know if they've written a good article about something, if they've got something going on in their business, something with their life. It's a way to organize your names and emails and keep up with people in an efficient manner.
Mm-hmm. And so how is this, explain again how this connects to our business's brand.
Well, it depends how you set up your platform. So the first thing you need to do is find the right places that you want to join. And it may be a couple, and you may have a couple different identities. And then you need to really think about it as a billboard for you. So how you set up your information about yourself, you know, it needs to sound like you want it to sound to a business prospect, because they could certainly find it. Even the picture that you post of yourself. You know, if you're a professional and running a business, it should be representative of how you want that to look.
Is this more for personal service providers, not so much for somebody who owns a heating and air conditioning company?
No, because you can, in many networks, you can join groups based on your geographical area. And many of those businesses, like the air conditioning business, is about local traffic and local people. So it is an equal opportunity for those types of businesses. You've just got to understand how it works, and remember that you don't want to become a spam person. You want to look at it as a relationship, like you would do networking if you mm-hmm. went to a chamber event. And
the
you
same
met
rules
people.
Apply online, don't they, as they apply in person?
Absolutely, yep. And I call it a new sense of sociability. that you need to be aware of. But it's a great opportunity, and a lot of these social networks are setting up things that businesses can do, like Facebook has a new thing that's a page that is a total commercial opportunity that's absolutely free.
Give us your website,
cool.
Karen.
Okay.
Give us your website.
Oh, it's Odd Pods, ODDPODZ, and it's for creative professionals.
OddPodsWithAZ.com, and we're going to be right back with our good friend Karen Post. She's also the author of the outstanding book on branding, Brain Tattoos. Isn't that a good name?
Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're still celebrating our 10th anniversary. We're so excited about surviving 10 years. If you have a small business out there, you know what a big deal that is. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Karen Post. By the way, folks, my websites, I'll remind you, are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And that's where you can find the show, all the different ways you can listen to the show, and the archives all the way back to 99, thousands of those. Thousands of articles that you can read that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, like our good friend Karen Post. And, of course, you can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog, which we update every weekday. A newsletter, by the way, comes by email every Sunday afternoon, gets you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to check out our knowledge base, askjim.biz, and that's where you can get small business answers. Now, Karen Post, tell us about Odd Pods.
Well, Odd Pods powers creative professionals. It's a place where people who get paid to create unite and can find great content and meet other creative people. So whether you're an architect or a musician or a writer, it's a cool place to check out.
You know, Karen, one of the neat things that I've gotten to do in the last 10 plus years is meet some really smart, really creative, really dynamic, successful people who had an idea. And sometimes they told me about their idea. Sometimes we launched the idea on my show. And then over the time, I've been doing this long enough now that I've been able to see some of those things that I remember when it was just a little gleam in their eye, like Odd Pods was with you when you first told me about it. And then to spend, as time goes by, to see those things come to fruition and to become, you know, something real that people are using and that people value, it's really a lot of fun for me to be able to watch this kind of a birth of ideas become reality in my job. It's one of the coolest things, and your website, Odd Pods, is a good example of that.
Well, I'm proud of it, and thank you for that, and I'm excited, and I encourage everyone to follow their dream and try new things, because it's a great experience.
You mentioned a minute ago, folks, we're talking about how to use some of the social media opportunities to get your brand out there and to take the blinders off. Even if you're not a consultant or a speaker or a writer or those kinds of things, you know, you've got more of a tangible type of a business, to take the blinders off and think about how to use these tools. And that's what they are, aren't they, Karen? They're tools.
Great tools.
Let's say we got a guy out there who's a little bit long in the tooth like me, and he's a little bit behind the curve on using some of this stuff. Don't you recommend that he or she find somebody that a younger person who's really, really good at this stuff and who really gets it? Hire somebody like that to help you. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely, for a couple hours. And then also, on my website, I just recently posted an article that's Social Media for Newbies, and it's a step-by-step how-to, what it's all about. It's free, and so if you guys want to check
it out. You should write the book Social Media for Dummies or whatever the
I know. Social Media for Newbies, because it's just you're new. You're not dumb. You're just new. Yeah. But, I think that's a great idea, and it's going to take some time. It's just like anything else new. You've got to learn how to do it, but it's a great opportunity, and there's a lot of it that's absolutely free.
Well, see, here's the thing I try to explain to people, and I have to tell myself this too, Karen, because, you know, I've been using technology. I've been on computers since 1975. I bought one of the first Macs back in 84. Actually, I had a Xerox PC back in 81. They were the first ones to really create before IBM, they created the PC, and certainly they created the mouse. But so I've been doing this a long time. I'm a pretty high user, but the social networking thing is something that still is a little bit I'm not really all that good at. And for guys like me, for this kind of thing, folks, if you and I aren't using it, it's sort of like us saying 100 years ago, you know, I don't think this telephone thing is going to catch on. What do you think, Karen?
Oh, you know, I mentioned to you earlier that by year end, they estimate there's going to be close to 300 million people that are engaged in this social media. So if you got a business, do you want to be on an island and with a few people, or do you want to be in front of millions? And that's what social media is about. It's potential to be in front of millions of potential new customers and clients.
Well, and the thing to remember is most of the people who are going to be there, many, many of them are your future customers.
And the age is getting
older.
If not your
existing customers, if not your tomorrow customers, your customers a year and 5 years from now. And as you say, you know, more and more of us older guys are getting involved.
Yeah, the demographics are completely changing and getting older. It's no longer just for teenagers. It's for baby boomers and business people and grandmas and everybody.
Are there too many touch points these days, Karen? I mean, there's so many different places we need to be. It's a lot more complicated, isn't it?
It is, but you've just got to evaluate them and then pick the best ones and then work them. They all will take some investment. No investment, no return. So you just got to stay up on what's new, and, you know, some things used to be important and they're not as important now. But I think it's a very exciting environment for business. Lots of opportunity.
The book is called Brain Tattoos. Karen, tell us where it's available, please.
It's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, every fine bookstore in America.
Brain Tattoos by Karen Post. Also, the website is oddpods.com, right?
That's right.
Right. Thanks, Karen. Good job today. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye.
See you next time. Quick break, right back with our good friend Russell Brown right after these messages. Stay with me, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.